Hello and welcome to the GCSE Chemistry Study Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most fundamental topics in organic chemistry, alkanes. Whether you're just starting to explore hydrocarbons or you're revising for your Excel GCSE exam, this episode will give you everything you need to master this essential topic. Alkanes are the building blocks of organic chemistry, and understanding them is crucial not just for your exam, but for making sense of how fuels work, why some substances are more flammable than others, and how carbon-based molecules are structured. In the next 10 minutes, we'll explore what alkanes are, how to recognize them, their physical properties, and most importantly, how to answer exam questions about them with confidence. So grab your notes, get comfortable, and let's unlock the power of alkanes together. Core concepts, 5 minutes. Let's start with the basics. What exactly is an alkane? Alkanes are a homologous series of hydrocarbons. That means they're a family of compounds that all contain only carbon and hydrogen atoms, and they follow a specific pattern. The key defining feature of alkanes is that they are saturated hydrocarbons. Saturated means that all the carbon-carbon bonds are single bonds. There are no double or triple bonds anywhere in the molecule. This is really important because it distinguishes alkanes from alkenes, which have at least one carbon-carbon double bond. Now, every homologous series has a general formula, and for alkanes, it's CnH thirken plus 2. Let me say that again, CnH soken plus 2. This formula is your best friend in alkane questions. It tells you that if you have n carbon atoms, you'll have 2n plus 2 hydrogen atoms. So if you have 3 carbons, that's 2 times 3, which is 6, plus 2, giving you 8 hydrogens. That's propane, C3H8. Practice using this formula because examiners love to test whether you can apply it correctly. Let's talk about the first 4 alkanes because you absolutely must memorize these. They are methane, which is CH4, 1 carbon, and 4 hydrogens. Ethane, which is C2H6, 2 carbons, and 6 hydrogens. Propane, C3H8, 3 carbons, and 8 hydrogens. And butane, C4H10, 4 carbons, and 10 hydrogens. A great way to remember the names is the mnemonic. Monkeys eat peanut butter. Methane, ethane, propane, butane. Say it a few times and it'll stick. When you're asked to draw alkanes, you need to draw what's called a displayed formula. This means showing every single atom and every single bond. Each carbon atom must have exactly 4 bonds coming off it, and each hydrogen must have exactly 1 bond. A common mistake is forgetting to add all the hydrogens on the end carbons or accidentally giving a carbon 5 bonds. Take your time, count carefully, and double check your valency. Now let's talk about physical properties because this is where examiners test your understanding. As alkanes get longer, meaning as the carbon chain increases, 2 key things happen. First, the boiling point increases. Second, the viscosity increases, which means they get thicker and flow less easily. Why does this happen? It's all about intermolecular forces. Longer molecules have more surface area, which means stronger intermolecular forces between the molecules. These forces require more energy to overcome, so you need a higher temperature to boil the substance. It's crucial to say intermolecular forces in your answer, not covalent bonds. The covalent bonds within the molecules don't break when alkanes boil. It's the forces between molecules that are overcome. Finally, let's talk about combustion because this is a huge exam topic. Alkanes are used as fuels, and when they burn, they undergo combustion reactions. There are 2 types. Complete combustion happens when there's plenty of oxygen. The products are carbon dioxide and water, and you get a clean blue flame. The general word equation is alkane plus oxygen produces carbon dioxide plus water. Incomplete combustion happens when there's limited oxygen. This produces carbon monoxide, which is toxic, or even just carbon, which is soot, plus water. The flame is yellow or orange and sooty. You must be able to write balance symbol equations for both types of combustion and remember to balance oxygen last. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Let's talk exam strategy. Alkane questions typically appear in the fuel section of your Edexcel GCSE paper, and they're worth anywhere from 1 to 6 marks depending on the question. You'll see a mix of recall questions like state the general formula of alkanes, and application questions like explain why butane has a higher boiling point than methane. Here are the top mistakes students make and how to avoid them. First, confusing the general formula of alkanes with alkenes. Alkanes are CnH thirken plus 2. Alkenes are C minus N minus H minus 2N. Don't mix them up. Second, drawing displayed formulae incorrectly. Remember, every bond must be shown and every carbon must have four bonds. Third, saying that covalent bonds break when alkanes boil. They don't. It's the intermolecular forces that are overcome. And fourth, writing heat or energy as a product in combustion equations. Combustion is exothermic, meaning it releases energy, but energy is not a chemical product. When you see the command word explain, you must give a reason. Use the word because to link cause and effect. For example, propane has a higher boiling point than methane because it has a longer carbon chain, which means stronger intermolecular forces that require more energy to overcome. That's a full explanation that will earn you full marks. And remember, in combustion questions, always check whether the question specifies complete or incomplete combustion. The products are completely different, and you'll lose marks if you write the wrong ones. Quickfire recall quiz. 1 minute. All right, let's test your knowledge with a quickfire quiz. I'll ask a question, and you should pause the podcast and try to answer it before I give you the answer. Ready? Question one. What is the general formula of alkanes? Pause now. The answer is CnH, Sucan plus 2. Question 2. Name the first four alkanes in order. Pause now. The answer is methane, ethane, propane, butane. Question 3. What does it mean for a hydrocarbon to be saturated? Pause now. The answer is it contains only single carbon-carbon bonds with no double or triple bonds. Question 4. What are the products of complete combustion of an alkane? Pause now. The answer is carbon dioxide and water. Question 5. Why do longer alkanes have higher boiling points? Pause now. The answer is because they have stronger intermolecular forces due to increased surface area, which require more energy to overcome. How did you do? If you got them all right, fantastic. If not, go back and review those sections. Summary and sign off. 1 minute. Let's wrap up. Today we've covered the essentials of alkanes. They're saturated hydrocarbons with the general formula CnH, Sucan plus 2. The first four are methane, ethane, propane, and butane. As the carbon chain gets longer, boiling point and viscosity increase due to stronger intermolecular forces. Alkanes undergo complete combustion to produce carbon dioxide and water, or incomplete combustion to produce carbon monoxide or carbon and water. Remember, the key to success in alkane questions is precision. Learn the general formula, memorize the first four names, practice drawing displayed formulae, and always explain your reasoning using scientific terminology like intermolecular forces and saturated. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you feel more confident about alkanes and ready to tackle those exam questions. Keep practicing, keep revising, and remember, chemistry is all about understanding patterns. Once you've got alkanes down, the rest of organic chemistry will start to make so much more sense. Good luck with your studies, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.